With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Sadness and shock in Minneapolis. Shooter opening fire earlier in the day with a rifle through the windows of a Catholic church, striking children celebrating Mass during their first week of school. Police Chief Brian O'Hara says two children are dead, 17 people wounded.
The coward that shot these victims took his own life in the rear of the church. That coward has been identified as 23-year-old Robin Westman, no prior criminal history. As to the weapons used to perpetrate this horrific attack, there was a rifle, a shotgun, and a pistol. All three had been lawfully purchased by the shooter.
And the shooter also posted a manifesto on YouTube, which has since been taken down. Officials are looking into the suspect's motive. FBI Director Kash Patel says the shooting is being investigated as an act of domestic terrorism and a hate crime targeting Catholics. President Trump spoke on the phone with the governor of Minnesota. He has ordered flags to be lowered at all government buildings until sunset on Sunday as a mark of respect for the victims of this, quote, senseless act of violence. A Florida official says alligator Alcatraz could soon be empty.
A message sent to Florida Rabbi Mario Roseman, who provides religious services there. Florida's Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie says we are probably going to be down to zero individuals within a few days. This comes as Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and the Trump administration fight a judge's order to shutter the facility by late October. Alligator Alcatraz was supposed to hold up to 3,000 detainees as part of Trump's deportation push. I'm Julie Walker.
And a new poll shows handling crime is a major strength for President Trump. This is SRN News. Vitally important school board meeting taking place Thursday in Virginia.
The Fairfax County Board will hear from the public, and the hot topic will likely be an investigation into allegations that high school staff helped arrange abortions for several girls without their parents' knowledge or consent. If this happened, it is a violation of state law, and the governor has already ordered a probe. Fairfax County sits right outside Washington, D.C. It is the largest school system in Virginia, with 183,000 students and 200 schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Network of abortion clinics in Maine will not resume getting Medicaid funds while its lawsuit against the Trump administration plays out. That decision against Maine family planning by a federal judge comes despite a ruling by a different judge who stated Planned Parenthood clinics all around the United States must continue to be reimbursed. This is SRN News. Well, by now, you have no doubt seen that video of the man throwing a sandwich at a federal law enforcement officer. Bill Alexander has more.
There is the old saying that prosecutors could persuade a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich. But in the case of Sean Charles Dunn, charged with assault after throwing a sub-style sandwich at a Customs and Border Protection agent, there's no indictment. A video of the incident went viral, and shortly after, he was fired from the Justice Department, where he worked as an international affairs specialist. His arrest came in one of the first days after Donald Trump's August 11th order for federal agents and troops to flood Washington, D.C. Bill Alexander, Washington.
A new study finds non-alcoholic beverages are moving up. Consumers include people recovering from addiction, those trying to cut down, and the rising numbers of young adults foregoing alcohol. More details, SRNnews.com.